98.4 Capital FM. Welcome, a massive capital welcome to Mr. Kihara Miner, the CEO of INM. Sindhio.
Thank you.
So what does INM actually stand for, by the way? Because let's start there.
Well, so actually the original name was Investments and Mortgages Bank.
Oh, very right. Business.
Yes. So interesting title, actually, because as I think we all know in this market, we've perhaps got only about 28,000 outstanding mortgages. In this market. But yes, so we changed the name to INM Bank. Investment and Mortgages Bank is a bit of a mouthful. So yeah. INM sounds just right.
It is better. And I mean, I've come up with a few theories, but definitely none of them related to banking or money. Now, Mr. Kihara Miner, so how long have you been with INM as the CEO, and are you good with money? You kind of have to be in your line of work.
You have to be, and I've been with INM now since 2016, so that makes it up just about 6 years.
Okay, and how long has INM been in Kenya or open?
So since, so its origins go back to 1974.
So no way.
We are actually quite a mature and old bank, right? But we've seen obviously different phases since that time, because it didn't actually start off as a bank, but we did get our commercial banking license in the late 90s.
Nice.
But a lot of transitions in that period of time, and what has certainly happened is that we have taken all those lessons as we were working with different customers over that time, and really built what we feel is an offering that our customers like.
Now listen, can I call you Kihara?
Yes, please.
A lot of our listeners are currently in their cars, in a queue, trying to get petrol, and the economy is front of mind. From a man who is good with cash, or who works with one of Kenya's leading banks, tell us a little bit about the economy and what we have to. Please tell me something that I have to look forward to.
Well, so very tough that actually we are going through these issues with fuel, right? So I think the ministry has kind of explained perhaps where we are at this stage. So we hope it will get smoothed out very quickly. Coming in this morning, I saw queues in different petrol stations, and it's very sad actually. I think once the situation adjusts, whether it's prices that move up and therefore people feel that they can actually sell their product at the right price, then perhaps this is going to stop. But in the meantime, I think the important thing is that you're seeing the availability still flowing.
Kihara, I love how you seem very measured, and you're going to make everything better. And I have some questions coming up, because as I said, I am terrible with money. I'm a creative, so I'm just like, what is a number? I don't actually even know my times tables, and I avoided school learning times tables for a long time, to this day, in fact. But we do have questions for you, so get comfortable, because it's not going to be an easy ride. 98.4
Capital FM. Mr. Kihara Miner, the CEO of INM Bank, in studio with us this morning, talking all things digital banking off air with Davina.
Oh, God.
And just gave Davina the realization that she's using the old INM banking app. And she's very satisfied with it, by the way. So it must be, the new one must be incredible.
Exactly.
This is how old school I am. Every time I'm running low, i.e. every 2 weeks, I go into my branch at Langata Link. Shout out, Samuel. And I'm like, I'll just fill in this piece of paper and this piece of paper. And someone was like, Davina, you know that thing on your phone called the app? You can just do it automatically from there. So I'm now getting my dollars in my savings account, transferring them. They go straight into my KES account, then into my M-Pesa. And I'm basically tapping out all of my savings. So it's a blessing and a curse that you are so fancy with your digital banking. Mm.
Well, we are trying to make life a lot easier, banking a lot easier. Right?
Oh, no.
You really should be spending a lot more time doing the things that you love, right?
I mean, I definitely am. I'm definitely using my monies, that's for sure.
So with the traditional banking hall concept,
yes,
sort of something that, you know, I mean, we have to also appreciate there are people that don't have smartphones. There are people that cannot download apps. There are people that just don't feel comfortable or confident seeing their money move from their device and would rather come in and speak to someone they know and trust. But with the traditional banking halls being somewhat less used than they used to, is there a, and maybe this is for the entire financial sector, in all financial institutions, is there a drive to one day make all banking mobile banking?
So I think the personal contact that you get with banking is really important, because at the end of the day, you want to be able to see someone that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Davina Samuel. Wants to be able to talk to
shout out Samuel
to Samuel whenever she goes into the branch, right?
Right.
And certainly, I think that will never go away, right? What we are seeing is, as we introduce digital channels, we still have to keep the branch, but what you get done at the branch is changing, right? Mm-hmm. So you're having more meaningful conversations. You're talking about solutions that you know, to problems that you have, and you get that personal interface then coming in. You know, what the digital channels actually help you do is get faster, less costlier processing of transactions, right? It's also very versatile. You can do it any time of the day and all.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
You have a Wi-Fi connection, you're good to go. You can bank, right?
Exactly. The problem is what my app's doing is that I 11:59 to pay some shady bills. I'm like, quick. Transfer.
So, you're talking about centralized currency transactions. Now, there's obviously the I don't know if it's a threat to the traditional banking world, but Davina brought it up before you came. She wanted to discuss this, so it's a good question to ask. What about decentralized decentralized currency? Is that something that also banks now are looking as part of the moving into that traditional sector?
Well, so I think what digital really helps you do is actually get you know, transactions to take very many different forms, different channels, right? So, for example, if you think about what the central bank is introducing with digital currency, so CBDCs, that it's an interesting concept. It's still being developed. People are being asked to give feedback. But really, it's just, so yes, you are moving from a paper-based format to a digital format. And actually, you have seen the velocity of transactions actually increase as we introduced electronic money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, I mean, the first cryptocurrency in the world was M-Pesa, really, if you really break it down.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed. I think if you look at how that has transformed so many different things in society, right? You're able to get more secure transfer of money. You no longer send, you know, money in envelopes on a bus, right? And you're able to...
How sweet.
Those old days, man.
I love that.
My grandparents needed money from Nairobi sent to Nanyuki or vice versa. You used to have to find someone who was driving there. And then your grandfather or grandmother had to meet them at the post office at exactly this time to pick up that envelope, right?
I would have jacked exactly. So many people.
Yes. So it's very transformational. And, you know, I remember days in banking when actually when you sent money, you sent what was called a telex.
I remember that.
Right. And, you know, you're thinking, I'm being charged for this, and they're actually doing this within the bank, but it's the cost of the telex, right?
Mm.
Now you've made it so much easier. You're getting it done on your devices, right? So that's what the I&M Bank app helps you do. It's connecting you to different merchants. You're able to do your transfers. You
and bank to bank as well.
And bank to bank as well.
Right? Yeah. And I get points off because I'm a Malaika card holder. Just so you know.
Okay. So well, we're going to talk about what Malaika card is because I don't know, but I also have one business account at I&M as well for one
Excellent.
Of my smaller companies.
I'm surrounded by customers.
It kind of sounds like we're asking for like...
Masai Trades Limited is the name of the company.
This is my bank account number if you want to top it up.
Now, obviously, you know, you're a very busy man. I&M has a massive footprint. But Davina always talks about the personal care she gets at the bank, and not just from going into the bank, but the personal care. Is it something that you drive as the CEO, that it still has to be, you still have to feel like you matter as a customer? Because, I mean, I'll tell you, I've banked with a number of banks. Some, you know, over the years, as they get bigger and bigger, you feel like you matter less and less. Is I&M committed to making the customer feel important?
Absolutely. So we talked earlier about our origins and the things that we've learned over time. And actually, the one thing I'd say that hasn't changed over there is our customer centricity. So when we were looking at our strategy, right, we call it Imara. It was clear that we needed to focus on customer centricity. And actually, the underpinning of that is our digital strategy. So it gives us greater insights on our customers. We're able to say, okay, what new product does Farid want to buy, right? What is he likely to buy? And then we can have targeted conversations with you, right? So it's no surprise then when you're called up and you said, hey, we've got this interesting new product that we think you might want. It's actually because we are now able to look at the data that mm-hmm. we have. Banks have always had data. It's really about how you actually mine it to get insights that help customers that actually matter. So
I must tell you, Kihara, that your bank gives me discounts. I get discounts with my Malaika card, right? We're at the spa, okay, I don't really go and use those discounts, clearly. But with car insurance, health insurance, all of these things with my Malaika card, because I'm an angel. I'm trying to get your attention.
So maybe break down the Malaika card for me because I'm not following. So what is the Malaika card?
So basically, you can only get a Malaika card if you are, quote unquote, an angel. And you walk in and glitter and angels sing as you walk into any I&M right. bank.
So that's Davina's version. Kihara, so how do you get a Malaika card? So
it's great differentiation, obviously.
Angels.
Yeah. Angels, yeah. Right.
And, but it's nice. It's nice that you put it that way, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's actually an account that we have created specially
for Davina. Aye!
And the idea is that we can actually get more focused benefits out to our customers, right? And we listen to them about the kind of things that matter to them and try and get the partnerships in place that will give you the benefits that you're looking for.
And that suit my lifestyle. You know where exactly. I'm going, what I'm doing. Yes. And my favorite thing about the Malaika account is that you only have to have 5K to open it. I'm like, yep. That's your minimum. I'm like, yep, there you go.
That was a selling point for you.
That was the clincher.
Clearly not the spa treatments, but yeah, go on.
Speaking of like perks and lovely, lovely things, because we all need a bank. We can't keep our money under our mattress. But I&M have just partnered with MasterCard to give us some fancy, fancy, fun things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, so we have actually worked with MasterCard for a very long time. And one of our most popular cards is actually the multi-currency card, right? We, for I think a good 9 years, were the only provider of a card that had three different currencies in one. And it allowed you to, it's a prepaid card, so it allowed you to load money into your wallets and go around the world, right? So we have now extended that partnership, right? And this is what we were launching last week. We are looking at accessing their set of cards for our customers, right? So we're setting up, and we recently put in a new card management platform and have then been testing these cards just ahead of launch. The idea is to look at different customer segments and say what card kind of suits your lifestyle, right? That gives you a world of benefits that MasterCard actually then provides. So we're very excited. It's going to help enrich what we call our customer value propositions, right? You're able to use your particular card in your with your account type. Wherever you use it, you're scoring points, right? And these points translate into cash or into discounts and experiences that MasterCard. So if you're a football fan, you could actually get access to some of the... some of the games that MasterCard sponsors around the world.
Of course, and proudly sponsoring the UEFA Champions League, which is great.
Do you have a MasterCard I&M card that will get me points to go and ride unicorns one day? Maybe.
That's coming.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Kihara Minor.
If you believe enough to be it will come. You know, as we said earlier, you have a massive network. I mean, how do you motivate such a big, workforce? As I am sure you have great people in your upper management level as well, and branch managers, etc. But how do you motivate? What is your key to success?
So actually, this has been, I'd say, a very tough 2 years, right? Because we all started learning how to communicate through screens, right? And that was tough. Mm. But thank God it's opening up now. We're able to have conversations physically, right? Now, we have about 1,187 staff, right?
Jeez.
And we are spread out across 39 branches. Two big buildings. You should come to our new head office as well. One of the greenest buildings in Eastern Central Africa. And we want to be able to talk to our staff and really address the concerns that they have. Now, nothing beats a town hall to be able to do that, right? So what I try to do is obviously go around to all the branches and have intimate conversations with our staff, right? Because only then can they feel actually, yes, I'm being listened to. If it's just simply an email that's sent out, it doesn't quite send the same message. But if you can have a conversation, you know, you can perhaps bring your authentic self to a conversation.
So there is an outlet for me as a part of the workforce to say, this is my concern or whatever the case may be. I can find an answer and get and reach you or the person that is relative to that problem.
Exactly. And one of the changes that we are currently going through is a cultural transformation, right? We call it Pamoja, Together We Shine. And the idea is really to inculcate certain behaviors that we feel are going to really help deliver the strategy of the bank. Now, one of the things that we look at is courage as a value. And the idea there is to say, can people speak up without fear of recrimination, right? So the only way to really demonstrate that is that when they speak up, you actually act on what they do. So this is part of the things that we are looking to do.
That's great.
Kihara Maina, CEO of INM, I must say, let me ask you to give a huge shout out to these two individuals, because nothing says courage like being in Karen and Langata Link branches of INM and having to deal with grumpy old white women and where are their savings. So please, I'm going to record you because these guys help me all the time. Can you do a massive shout out to those two?
Well, Boniface, Karen and Samuel at Langata Link, I tell you, Davina is not twisting my arm. I'm saying it because you actually are great.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for visiting us. And congratulations. And let me know when MasterCard and INM will get me on a unicorn, all right?
Yep. Thank you very much for having me here.
Sorry, before you go, you mentioned the green building.
Yes.
And I remember reading about this about a year or two ago. Just tell us about that head office, because it is really a milestone in not just INM's history, but in the country's history as well.
Yes, so it's a fantastic building. Actually, so it's off Limuru Road and First Parklands Avenue. It doesn't look very imposing from outside. When you get inside, it's actually very, very beautiful. The roof is a solar roof, right? It generates electricity that we actually consume. We use up all of that power, right? And obviously, the collection of water and all is also used in there. We have a recycling policy that we are actually implementing there. So it helps us to keep our carbon consumption down.
Right.
And this is something that we're replicating across different sites. So obviously we want to extend that to different areas that we work in the country. But we have a similar, green building in Kigali as well. That's actually changing the skyline of Kigali. So
wonderful.
It really speaks to our focus on environmental conservation.
Right? Wonderful.
We are very particular about that. It's part of the environmental, social governance issues that we focus on. And we have to put our money where our mouth is.
Excellent. Yeah. Congratulations and keep up the great work. And we'll see you back here soon. 98.4 Capital FM.